Exclusive, Representative Lee Zeldin, American Dream is no longer a New York Dream. By Robert Krajicek on October 13, 2022. The American Dream is being killed in New York State by Governor Kathy Hochul and that state's ruling Democrat Party. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, a Republican candidate running for governor in the Empire State, said on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Your American dream is no longer a New York dream. Zeldin lamented, describing an ongoing exodus of New Yorkers fleeing for greener pastures in other states. Zeldin linked the flight of residents from New York to government-driven rising rates of violent crime, costs of living, and violations of constitutional rights ostensibly imposed as public health measures by state authorities to reduce COVID-19 transmission. New and growing families fleeing New York due to unaffordable living and a threat of violent crime drives familial fragmentation with aspiring grandparents, Zeldin observed. He stated, "Here in New York, it's pretty bad. It's impacted the business climate. It's impacted individuals and families. It's harder to go out and obtain that first home. And you can have your first kid in the basement of mom and dad's house. You can go buy a home in another state." New York leads the entire nation in population loss, Zeldin remarked, and a number one reason it gets cited is because of the cost of living. Breitbart News reported that over 300,000 people fled New York City in the first 8 months of 2020, primarily due to lockdown and shutdown decrees and increasing criminality. The Census Bureau estimated New York City's population to have declined 3.5% between July 2020 and July 2021. According to the bureaucracy, New York State had the largest annual and cumulative numeric population decline of all states in 2021, decreasing by 319,020, 1.6%, and 365,336, 1.8%, respectively, with New York's shrinking population attributed to negative domestic migration. Zeldin noted that New York State's massive governmental apparatus provides the state with deep economic control at the expense of justice and prosperity. "A lot of New York's economic policies pick winners and losers," he said. "They've jacked up taxes so much and they have this poor regulatory environment." Zeldin said state authorities can only recruit companies to set up shop in New York State as to throw money at such businesses with special grants or a bribe, lessening the burden of regulation and taxation. "New York State will essentially pick a business, or pick an industry to be a winner," he added. The New York Republican said it was crazy that New York City's budget, $101.7 billion in fiscal year 2022, is nearly that of Florida's, $110 billion for fiscal year 2022. Hochul and New York Democrats have driven up crime, including homicides, with pro-criminal laws such as cashless bail, the HALT Act, and the prospective Clean Slate Act, Zeldin determined. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.